Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, are you familiar with the name Jimothy? Jimothy is a local Seattle celebrity going viral online, and Jimothy happens to be a raccoon suffering from short spine syndrome. And as a result, Jimothy looks less like a raccoon and more like a hunchback monkey. And his weird-ass appearance is precisely why he is currently the darling of the internet. Look, it's a raccoon. He just doesn't look like a raccoon. Frankly, he looks dumb as hell. But because of that, people just love him, right? He's still rolling around, doing his thing, eating trash, doing all the raccoon stuff. It just looks stupid. He looks real effed up. But countless videos show that he's doing just fine. So in spite of his appearance, he's a hit. Anyway, Jimothy, he is big time now. Now, keep in mind, earlier this year, Toby the Cat enjoyed his 15 minutes of record-breaking fame when it was announced that he was born with 28 toes. And I saw a picture. And as you might imagine, Toby's feet look really effed up, but definitely not something you see every day. And it's not just mutant animals that grab our attention. Earlier this week, we shared the story of a Florida man who had public sex with a vacuum cleaner in broad daylight. Now, no one expected to see that, but plenty of people saw that. And now we go to Kansas City, where an employee at a local porta potty company, he's probably used to seeing all kinds of things given his job, but he was shocked when he discovered a human head in one of the toilets. Now, the good news is the head was still attached to the body of the man whom they belonged, and that man was still alive. He just happened to have been stuck in the toilet overnight up to his head. Do you know why, Ted? Do you know what he dropped? Wrong. A Mountain Dew bottle.
Yeah.
It could not have been Mountain Dew in that bottle for him to get stuck in a porta potty. Anyway, the point is, the guy worked for porta potty. One of them was locked. He opens it up. There's a human head. The human head starts talking to him, and he thought, I did not expect to see this. But we've all been there, right? Your day is pretty routine. You get up, you go about your business, whether it's work, on the way to work, school, who knows. Every once in a while, you see something and you say, what in the ever-living F? And that's more or less what today's question is all about. Today, we want to know, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration, what did you see that you don't see every day?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Holy Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4565.
Clever girl. Yeah.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this also positive Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. I believe this is a round two. This one from James. And it's about Rick Sutter. And he's a horrible duck sitter. And he took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Oh, man. It's terrible.
Remember that?
Yeah. That guy's a freak.
His duck was sicked by a dog.
That's not what Ted said. Ted gave false information.
Yeah. You know me.
Better story for him, though.
Give it another shot today at 4:35. Ted versus the FCC coming up. Of course, we'll drink a toast of the week in this Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah, and we know what today is.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It's Positive Friday.
It's National Tattoo Day.
It's National Lottery Day.
It's also National Yellow Pig Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I bought my lottery tickets earlier today.
I bought a yellow pig.
They say everyone has their chance to be lucky today. It's a chance to dream big, whether you're buying a scratch-off, picking Powerball numbers, or joining an office pool. Grab a ticket, cross your fingers, and imagine what you would do with a life-changing win.
How much did you win today?
$20.
You did win 20.
Right. $20.
Life-changing.
Life-changing.
Right there.
Life-changing.
$20.
I can go next door and get a sandwich.
No, you can't.
Or a six-pack.
I just can't get something to drink.
Yeah, you can get one or the other.
You got a hot dog over there for $17. I could get that. That's not bad.
Should put chili directly in your bag.
Mm-hmm. You've been over there lately.
What?
$17 for a hot dog?
It's $17, yeah.
If you get a chili dog, yeah.
Yeah, $17.
Seriously, I mean, that place is so expensive.
Life-changing.
Enjoy that hot dog.
Well, the soup place you go to is $13 bowl of soup.
I'm just saying, a hot dog just seems crazy.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
You're really correct.
Is. I'm a Costco executive member, Miles.
So we're celebrating National Lottery Day today on a Bad Choice Friday with Kenny Rogers.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be
now,
time enough.
Was there a movie called The Gambler?
I believe they made a TV movie based on the song. Okay. If I remember this correctly.
Yeah, I was trying to remember how that
was. Because those
worked.
Were the times. Like, ooh, popular song. And I want to say Kenny Rogers was in it.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I think he was, in fact, The Gambler.
Do you guys ever remember Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that was a good chicken. It actually really was. There's still a couple out there.
Are there?
Yeah.
I thought
it's like Boston Market. Like, there's a handful that still exist in the United States of America. You could get a half chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You could get meatloaf.
Sure.
God,
sure.
It was good. Kenny Rogers and the Gambler taking on Lady Gaga.
What?
I like her even more now.
Oh, yeah.
I already liked her before, but... All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's right.
That's just
I did not know that she said that.
I'll play the other version of the right.
Neither did I. Mike informed us of the lyrics of the song.
Yeah. I think it's brilliant. Her and Eddie Vedder figured out a way to just... I'm going to squeeze in a cuss word. You're not going to know for 20 years.
I might have to talk to somebody in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but
yeah, let them know.
I probably never heard the original. You know, because I always hear the radio version.
No, I think you have. Was her point. You've heard the original, but it's called Poker Face, and the way she intonates it, nobody realized that the actual lyrics, the second go-round?
Yeah, the second.
Her face.
Yeah.
So that was her big prank, like, wow. Nobody knows, and radio stations have been playing it across the country.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
I think it's brilliant.
She puts on one hell of a show.
I'll bet, dude. I want to see her show.
No, I saw her in Vegas. I was like, this is great. She's
my awesome. Daughter saw her, and my daughter's not the most emotional person in the world, but my wife said she lost her mind. Like, lost her
mind. It's
just
a good show.
Yeah. She was completely in it. I'm like, right on.
I mean, 2 years ago, I watched both of her performances on YouTube at Coachella.
That good?
Okay. It was awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. All right. So vote now if you follow us there on X at Men's Room Live. Do we have the poll up on YouTube as well? We'll get it up there for you. And you can vote for one of those two, as it is National Lottery Day. Okay, today on the program, we're going to talk about things that you've seen in your lifetime that you just don't see every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For an example, there's a video out there right now of the Blue Angels blowing over a beach in Pensacola, Florida.
Low pass.
Now, you don't see that every day.
No.
We see them once a year, and we go outside, and you can hear them, you know, and they're miles away from us. Now, these things just buzz the beach, like, 100 yards above the top of their heads, probably. If that.
They were pretty low on that deck.
That's not something you see every day. But we do have something now in Seattle that a lot of people have not seen, and now they're finally getting a load of this guy. I started doing a little bit of, I think something weird is going on in Ballard.
What do you mean?
Okay, this is not an original guy. This Jimothy, he's had a dad. There's a baby Jimothy. There's a lot.
What, you're saying there's like these hunchback weird looking?
There's more than one.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. What?
Yes. Well, freaks can have families.
Well, I know, but not everyone necessarily looks freaky.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the baby version of him too.
For real?
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, he's getting all the pub, but there's others, you're saying, in Ballard.
Okay, for an example, here's one in 2023. Like, this, they say that this was the senior, all right? So, this is the matriarch, so to speak, or the, whatever, patriarch. Yeah, so these, they're eating something. There's something going on in Ballard. Like, they're drinking the water, something's up. Because now there's a baby one, too. But the one that's gone viral... It's Jimothy. They say the raccoon in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood has the internet buzzing. The animal, which people are calling Jimothy, has gone viral for its unique look. An Instagram post captured the strange-looking raccoon running through a yard. It's racked up hundreds of thousands of likes.
Because it looks weird, man.
It has been reposted countless times. Its key characteristic is the close spacing of its front and rear legs, which makes its torso look almost spherical, it says. I think it's exciting because he's kind of like a local celebrity here in Ballard. That according to Omar Gonzalez.
Who needs excitement in his life.
I would love to see him in real life, but I haven't yet. I bet there are a lot of people out there looking for this guy.
Oh, I guarantee it.
I
bet you people are going to start leaving food out on their porch just to see if weird-ass Jimothy will show up.
I'm saying, like, look, if you've been between the Fred Meyer and Fremont, right? Okay, it's just an S show.
Oh, it is, always.
And I'm convinced one of these guys, like, licked some fentanyl.
What's the raccoon?
Something, yeah.
I think there's a good chance, based on where it is and what we know, some of the activities that go on there, yeah. I would not be shocked if there's a little inadvertent human interaction with this
thing. If you see Jimothy in that lean position, you know what I mean? He's not falling over.
Right.
Don't touch him. But they said since the post, multiple people have come forward to report sightings of this raccoon.
Yeah, I saw that freaky-looking son of a bitch.
In one clip, it's seen walking around on a deck. Other images show it drinking out of a dog bowl in the backyard. There's one of Jimothy sitting in a tree.
There's nothing interesting about any of the videos except the fact that this thing looks effed up.
Have you seen Baby
Jim? Yeah, Baby Jim.
I mean, all he's doing is what raccoons do. They're like, look, this
all right,
is
here's Jimmy. Here's the baby one.
Yeah. They're like, he's drinking out of a bowl of water. And I go, this would not be exciting, except he looks like that, man.
Well,
he's
weird. He's got to be careful.
Why?
Well, I did a little research, too. Apparently, with that condition, he can't move, like, side to side as quickly and everything. He
doesn't have the lateral quickness of a lineman. I understand that.
Right.
So you think he's going to get hit by a car?
No. I think a dog's going to attack him.
I think even a dog would be like, I am not attacking that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Doesn't have the flexibility and agility to move from predators. This could turn into a sad story.
You know what, though, man? His forward and backward motion look pretty solid.
Yeah.
It looks weird. Looks real weird when he walks and runs, man. But when I first saw the video, I did not know that it was a raccoon. It is a local celebrity.
Yeah.
And they started playing the video. And I'm like, what the F is that, man?
They say it's a bizarre appearance and elusiveness have prompted some to compare it to, you know, Chupacabra or Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, that's a scratch-off I went on Bigfoot today.
Did you win on Bigfoot?
Yeah. Kind of has some sort of a physical abnormality. Kind of looks a little bit like a cryptid, but very cute. Almost like a supernatural kind of like Bigfoot or Yeti or something. Being, I don't know, becoming famous really quickly. Now, many online speculate that the raccoon's strange appearance may be caused by a rare disorder called short spine syndrome. That's an unofficial diagnosis from a vet. It appears that this raccoon, which is a local neighbor, has a spine-shortening disease, according to the woman at the Family Pet Veterinary Hospital. It does look quite unusual, but it's a condition that happens in other mammals as well. I have never seen a dog look like that. I've never seen anything else look like that.
No!
Yeah.
I have once.
Where?
How long did you do?
In a Disney film. Quasimodo?
Okay, yeah. Okay. And then it stops.
I've seen a kid once when I was on a playground that had a like Quasimodo hunch.
Wait, hump. You saw a humpback kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in a summer camp and we went to this like giant playground.
It's not funny, just wait.
It's not funny, and I got in trouble, so I pointed it out like I still remember.
You ever seen the guy out front that looks like he's walking like he's a walking L?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He really
what they say, Ted, you don't need to point out that kid's problem.
How old was this kid when you...
I mean, I was probably 7 or 8.
So he's about the same age?
Yeah.
Damn, man. Creature, I've never seen a hunchback child.
The creature has earned a whole neighborhood's attention. They're looking for him. I hope he makes it. You always worry about animals with a little different like that, a little bit special, so to speak.
What are you doing out of the bell tower?
You want to make sure that they survive in the wild?
Between classes, you call him out. Was that you?
I feel like someone needs to take him and bubble wrap him just to make sure he's going to be all right.
Could we capture Jimothy and fix him?
I don't think...
Pet Solutions, I don't know.
It's a defect, dude. He has short spine disorder.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Amy here points out, she says, I would freak out if Jimothy made his way to West Seattle. Look, I'm right there. He'd have gotten hit with a shovel.
I think he's like,
I don't know what it is.
I think he's missing vertebrae, Ted.
And then Mad Greek says, you know, I've got a mama raccoon that's been coming by lately with some huge nips.
Yeah. All right. One reader said that she's...
Why is it your huge nippled raccoon in the same breath as Jimothy?
Yeah. Reader named Amanda said she believes that this thing was born in 2023. She and her family call him Nubs, or Nubby. He's very sweet and harmless. So there you go. There's the story of Jimothy. I think this is going to end horribly.
What do you think is going to happen?
Now that he's popular, like, I think it's one thing for, you know, like,
what?
He's going to end up in, like, a meth tent or something weird.
We'll wander into the encampment.
I mean, something's going to happen.
Yes.
Look, man, all Ballard is whack-a-mole on that. I mean, like, you know, they just pop up in different areas.
Right.
So eventually they're going to cross paths. Hey, look at this cute little thing. Let's bring him in. Eat him or something, you know?
No one's going to eat that. I believe the Jimothy is not going to be eaten. There is not a predator that looks at that and says, that's okay. It's like that mushroom you had to get, you know what I mean? Like, somehow you look at it and go, like, I'm not eating that, man.
And why did we give him a messed up name?
What, Jimothy? What would you name?
Somebody's going to name their kid that now.
Well, because it's two names together. It's just, this raccoon's already got issues. Couldn't we just call him, like, Jeff?
Jeff?
Well, you can just call him Jim.
Jim.
Yeah, you call him Jim. For sure.
His full name is Jimothy.
Yeah, his friends call him Jim.
Yeah, man.
I think his friends call him a lot of things.
Come on.
I mean,
what? No,
it just seems like if the little bus goes by on the road that he's looking at and staring like, I'm right here.
Ted's going to be looking at a trash can. Hey, Jimothy.
Is this what we're going to be
known
for now?
The bus never stops for me.
It's always rain and coffee. Yeah. Seahawks Super Bowl. I'd be like, are you from the place with the hunchback raccoon? Like, yes.
Actually, live right beside 2 weeks ago, we were the soccer capital of Seattle, or the country.
Yeah.
Now we got Jimothy.
We're good. Our question on this Oh So Positive Friday, what did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK. Our question, what did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right. So my story, I did email a picture to go with it because it speaks volumes over the actual story. And what I saw was a cow's head on the front of a truck.
I did see the picture. I didn't realize that was your email. I just saw it during that break. That was it's a little odd. Is there any explanation for that?
There is a small story behind this, yes.
All right.
The person that owned the truck had found a cow skull at a garbage dump and had put it on the front of their truck. And a buddy of mine had accidentally backed into the skull and broke it. And the guy that had the skull kind of threw a big fit about getting it replaced, which my buddy had no idea how to replace a cow skull.
Oh, you got to kill a cow.
Anyway. So I just told him, let's go out to a butchery, you know, a place that slaughters cows, and let's just buy a whole cow head and put it on the front of his truck.
So you guys put the cow head on the truck?
I did not personally. That day I had other business, but my buddy and his best friend. But I was there when we picked up the cow's head. We went out and made the deal with the slaughterhouse, which took quite a bit of talking.
How much does that cost?
Well, this is actually all done in Mexico, so it was relatively cheap. That was only about a $70 head, but it was big. That's a full pickup that head's on.
I mean, did they ask why you needed the cow head?
They did, and they didn't believe us, and they looked at us cross-eyed, and eventually money talks, BS walks, and we got the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And it took some big gauge wire to get that onto the front of that pickup.
Now, did the guy know you guys put it there, or was it more of a prank, like, here's your head?
Well, it was a prank for sure. He didn't know that we had this plan. He woke up and walked out to complaints about a cow dripping blood out of its nose and mouth attached to the front of his truck.
That's fair. That's fair.
And because there was tourists all around and coming off the bus and stuff. He was parked out on a main street.
What city was this in?
A little town north of Puerto Vallarta, outside of Sayulita.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Making a point to not go there.
Yeah.
It does sound, I don't know. Well, where'd you get a cow's head? Well, we got it down in Mexico.
But I do like the theory. Like, the guy's upset about the cow skull. You go, all right, you want another one? Give Jesus it long Christ. Enough, it'll be that again.
Here's a weird one for you. Most people don't want to spend more time than absolutely necessary inside a portable toilet. However, one man in Kansas City endured an 8-hour ordeal after falling into the depths of one over an ill-advised attempt to retrieve a bottle of Mountain Dew.
Come on, man.
Have you seen the picture of this guy's head?
No.
They had to cut the porta potty open.
Yeah.
To get him out. They say Kansas City, one of the cities that was tapped to host games during the World Cup. And fans who didn't get the opportunity to get in the stadium, they had a chance to attend those watch parties that were held all around different cities and different areas of town. Well, those gatherings, they say, attract large crowds that have necessitated the temporary installation of portable toilets. Yes.
I don't even know how that heavy fits in there.
I don't know. I do not know.
It's incredible.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But according to Fox 4, one company that supplied them encountered an unexpected issue when they went to pick them up on Tuesday morning in the wake of the quarterfinals. The company in question was Patriot Portable Restrooms, and partnership Countryman recently hopped online to recount the saga that unfolded when an employee who was dispatched to retrieve the porta potties encountered a man who was locked inside one and said he was unable to get out. The employee flagged down a police officer who subsequently encountered the guy. He was stuck inside the lower basin of the toilet. He said he'd fallen inside the previous night after trying to grab a bottle of Mountain Dew that he had dropped. He was in there for over 8 hours. The Kansas City Fire Department was eventually called and video captured them using a saw to extract him before hosing him down after he was finally freed.
For a bottle of Mountain Dew.
I mean, the one fireman, even when he walks up, is kind of, his body language is like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't expect to see that, man. You hear about people getting trapped in porta potties, just not that way.
No.
And the employee's the one who had to open the door because the door was locked, gets it open, and it's just a head sticking out of a toilet, you know?
Even the guy in the video said that we find stuff all the time. People don't want to necessarily retrieve a lot of the things that they've dropped.
Not Mountain Dew.
And he did mention glasses and sunglasses that fall in, like which happened to me. I get it. You're looking down, they just fall off your face.
Right? A prescription. It's like, look, dude, that's a lot of money. But Mountain Dew, like, hey, for $1.69, you can get another bottle.
Yeah.
It's just not that good. I cannot think of a single drink I would... Maybe if I had a bottle of Mama Juana, maybe, and I dropped it into the toilet, maybe I fished that out because it's a lot.
I mean, did he end up getting it?
I don't know. And would you drink it even if you did? I said, like, dude, you put this up to your mouth and you dropped it in a toilet. Like, whatever it is, if it goes in my mouth, I don't want it back. It could be dentures, but I'd rather go to the dentist and spend the money and pull them out of that. But
that again,
a bottle of Mountain Dew.
A Michigan family's kitten is officially a Guinness World Record holder after a vet verified that the kitten was born with 28 toes. The Henderson family's 10-month-old kitten, Toby, tied the record for the most toes on a cat, which was previously set by a Canadian pet named Jake in 2002. Now, they say cats typically have 18 toes, and felines with extra digits are known as polydactyl.
Yeah.
All right. So it says, when I first saw his toes, I really couldn't believe what I was seeing. According to a resident who told the Guinness World Record, having another polydactyl cat, I was expecting the extra thumbs. Nothing could have prepared me to see Toby's paws. Henderson said it was Toby's face and frequent purring that caused her to fall in love. Toby's owner said his unusual feet don't cause him any discomfort or mobility issues. He is in great health, and beyond a thorough nail trimming, he has 30 claws as well. He's a regular kitty with no extra concerns.
It's not a regular kitty.
It's not regular.
Did you see his a picture of his feet?
No.
It's just like, look, if he came up and started kneading you, I'd be like, you got to get your creepy feet off me, man.
I mean, it looks like he has like a bunch of little tumors on his foot.
It's gross. Like, sorry, it's gross.
He's a cute cat.
I know he's a cute cat. So you look at his feet. Like, God, I do not want those feet touching me, man.
It's a good thing cats don't wear shoes.
Yes. Do you think the vet charges extra for a nail trimming?
I think if you go and get...
Because here's the thing, they'll say, like, dog costs this much. Cat, all right, so you say, cat, $30. Well, I roll in with my cat.
You're going to a groomer.
I got my $30. I'm going to pay for this. Do they basically have it? Do they have the balls to say, listen, man, we know what the sign says, but your cat has 28 toes.
What did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So I have been trained in first responder calls. My brother's a paramedic down in Oregon. But there's a span for 5 years where I saw 5 or 6 accidents that you would never see in your lifetime, most people anyway. Two that stick out, a guy got T-boned in Linwood, and they got hit pretty hard by a pickup truck. And I pulled off, and it was 5 o'clock traffic. Everything was packed. Another guy helped me pull the door open, pulled the guy out. I mean, he was banged up really bad. And his girlfriend, whatever, was on the other side, got her out. Neither one of them had a pulse. And so the other guy started working with her, trying to get her to come around. And she actually did. She came around. I started CPR on this other guy, the driver. And about then, the fire department rolled in. Nobody was there for a while. Fire department rolled in, just one paramedics, and he asked me to keep on going. And while I was giving him CPR, he basically just kind of choked up his insides, and I had the guy die right there while I was giving him CPR.
Wow. Jeez. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, as a paramedic, inevitably you're going to come across these things. My question is, for all of the training that you guys get, Is there any psychological training, psychological warning, like, look, that sometimes it goes south, so prepare yourself, or is it just something you got to step into and deal with?
Well, now, I'm not a paramedic. My brother was.
Ah, okay.
I'm in construction, and I'm younger. My older brother was the paramedic, and I used to do ride-alongs with them all the time, so I saw all kinds of crazy stuff. But, yeah, they trained them for that, but that really did actually, that was the end of his career for that. Something happened that was pretty traumatic to a teenager that thought he wanted to end it all and stuck a gun in his mouth, and it didn't do the job. And by the time my brother got there, he was holding his head together saying, you know, okay, hang on. The kid's like, I didn't mean it. Don't let me die. Don't let me die. And he died.
Yeah.
So that was, to answer your question, yeah, they see a lot of pretty traumatic stuff.
It's weird to me, though. You said you're a construction worker. You're doing the CPR, but when the paramedic showed up, he's like, hey, keep going. I mean, like, I'm not trying to be a D, but I'm like,
isn't that your job?
I am not trying to do this. I am doing the best I can, but, like, maybe you should step in.
I think once you start, you just got to be consistent, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he just needed a pair of hands that knew what they were doing to keep the rhythm going. That freed up his partner to go and get the meds, you know, the stuff that they put into the adrenaline that they shoot into the heart, things like that. And the other one was doing the oxygen. He's like, you're on it. Do you want to switch? I was like, no, I'm good. So we just stayed on it.
What about the guy that T-boned him?
Unhurt. He was a delivery guy. He was lost. Very one of these weird intersections where it's not just, you know, a four-way stop. There was a fifth road that came in, and he blew through that and T-boned him.
Okay. Damn. And what were the other wrecks?
The other one was, I was coming back from Oregon in, just, you know, from vacation up the Oregon coast, cut through, I don't know what that bridge is called, by Astoria, I think.
Yeah.
And we headed up through kind of a back road, and in construction, I know the state of Washington requires a certain tilt to each corner and grade so the rain can run off. We were going up a hill, and it was just a series of S's, and we were the only car on the road, and coming around in front of us was an old Ford, old red Ford, and he was riding the upper bank, so we were cut into the hill like a berm,
right?
And he was taking this thing like he was on the Indy track or something. He was way up. He was three or four car lengths up, just cruising. And I was like, wow, that guy's having some fun. And as he passed us, I could see he wasn't even conscious. His truck had just gone straight, hit the berm turned him, and was heading down to the other side. And so we crossed right between each other, and he went behind us. And then the road behind us that we just come up took a hard right and continued down the hill. And there was a guardrail there, and there's about a 10-foot gap between the guardrail and the next hill. He shot right through that gap. And the fir trees acted like, I don't know, just doors. They opened, closed as he went through, and you would never know he'd been there because he didn't hit the brakes or anything. He just disappeared.
Jesus, man.
And so I stopped my car. It was summertime. I ran out in my bare feet. And ran down to him, and his truck had pinned between two trees. Front tire was touching the back axle, so it just bent the whole truck in half. And it was on its side in between these trees. And I climbed up on the passenger side and reached down to him. He's an older guy. He was in suspenders. He looked like a logger or something. You know, he had flannel on, suspenders. No.
You're in that area.
You're in Oregon. That makes sense.
You got it. And so I reached down and was talking to him, and he was talking, but it was gibberish. It made no sense. So I don't know if he had a stroke or whatever, but he had his whole lunchbox had spilled all over him. But the wild thing is, besides what happened to him, when I climbed up to the top of the hill, another car came by that happened to be a nurse with a cell phone that actually had service.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that's like a 1 in a million shot out there because we were in the middle of nowhere. And medics got there and stuff. We just left. I don't know. I don't ever know what happened to him. But yeah, they got him out of there though.
Damn. Okay. I've never had to help somebody from an auto accident perspective.
I have once. The Jeep tipping over in front of me. My father did it. I wasn't with my father. My father's just a man of few words. My parents had gone out Sunday drive, which is something they did a lot. No big deal. But they get home, and if my father's whistling, he's in a good mood, right? That's just how it is. So I hear the door open. He's whistling. My mom looks okay. And he walks by me to go upstairs to change his shirt. And I remember he's wearing a yellow polo, and there's blood all over it. I mean, it looked like a murder scene. But again, he's just whistling. Hey, Steve, goes upstairs. So I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see anything. So I roll over to my mother. I'm like, hey, she's like, the blood all over his ass. I'm like, what happened? There was a car accident. Oh, my gosh. It wasn't us, but we saw a car accident. I guess a woman was, like, stuck in a car. Your father, being your father, went out there and got her out of the car. But she bled all over him, I guess was the thing.
Damn.
But anyone else, that's kind of your opening story when you get home. Not him. You got to ask him, right? So when he came back.
He's just in a good mood. He did a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's it, man. So it's like nothing had happened. But like he walked by and I'm like, oh, my God. It looks like he murdered a man. But when he comes back downstairs, I'm like, so you rescued a woman? Oh, yeah. Your mom told you. Yeah. She trapped in the car. I pulled her out. On to the next thing. That's the entire story, Dan.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Okay. Crazy. It's kind of awesome, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how he is. But with seeing that much blood, I'm like, he's acting normal. This is either terrifying or he did something heroic.
Still the craziest thing I've seen on the road is that that 18-wheeler hit a bear.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen
it. Because typically if you'd hit a bear, it's either going to bounce off and just keep running in the woods. It's not really going to do anything.
Yeah.
Or it's going to destroy your car. It was in the grill of the 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the grill. And it's still hot. And its tongue's hanging out. And, you know, it's at night. It's like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, midnight. So he's got steam coming all off him. One of the headlights is still working, so you can kind of...
Right.
Smells like ass, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Blood pouring all out. I mean, it was just... I could not believe how big his paws were, and I could not believe how big his head, and his tongue was huge.
Yeah, and this is a black bear, right?
Yeah. It was a black bear. But
hanging in the grill.
Well, so I come up behind this 18-wheeler. The 18-wheeler's already pulled off to the side of the road. There is a blood trail for at least a mile.
Jesus,
I mean, it seemed like it was downhill. Like it was
okay.
Yeah,
he got over. His truck was not operational, so I don't know if he kept driving, not knowing if he knew he had to know he hit something.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know exactly. He just pulled the hell over, but I see all this blood, so I pull over behind him. I've got my high beams on. I walk around. Keep in mind, this is an interstate. There's nobody on it.
Yeah.
This is a very desolate area of Western Maryland. I walk around to the front. He's standing there shaking his head. And his truck will not... It's dead. It's done. Like, he's like, I don't know what they'll do. Like, what's he going to do? There's no Uber. You know, he does have a bed that he can sleep in it. But in the meantime...
Are cell phones a thing yet? Or no?
No. Well, no. He's got a dead bear in front of his rig. You know, he can't drive anywhere.
Right.
He does have a CB radio.
Yeah, I guess that's the move.
But,
I mean, you'd have to radio somebody to, what, just flag down or go to a state trooper?
Something, man. But that was crazy.
Even a state trooper's like, what do you want me to do? It's a bear stuck in the grill, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
The state trooper's like, I got to call someone. But
I would just feel better if he was there with his lights off.
It's a very unique smell.
I believe that.
Yeah. What did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.